This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Howdy, 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 howdy. All righty. We were talking a little bit about the Democratic National Convention, and I'm going to mention one more thing about that because this really was appalling. Now, we say the Pledge of Allegiance on my show, and we include the words under God in there, which is not an option. They're in the Pledge of Allegiance, and that's what we do. The Democrats struck the words under God from their pledge, and they're pushing Joe Biden as the faith candidate. How's that working out?
Well, some people have been watching the sessions of the DNC that go on during the day. I can't quite bring myself to do that. It is much more radical, much more terrifying than what we're seeing in the 2.5 hours at night.
Mm-hmm.
And two of the people that are part of those sessions during the day are the ones that struck under God from the pledge.
Wonderful. Well, you know, just remember that one, folks. There's another one. Just keep the box scores going there. And I'm still trying to figure out what they got that's positive here, because where are their points? I mean, what's their policy? Well, we know we got
they don't have them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they have what they have, and if you want to go look at what they're...
And the squad has actually voted, you know, apparently they are participating in some form, mm-hmm. and they are against the DNC platform.
Yep.
I haven't seen the final version yet, although there is a kind of a working version.
Didn't go far enough, they said.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's change gears and let's go over here to what took place. The United States now is demanding the restoration of the snapback sanctions the U.S. has against Iran. Don't know where that's going to go, but Secretary of State Pompeo was very emphatic about that.
He has to deliver a letter to the United Nations about the intention to do the snapback sanctions. He does have some support out of certainly Israel and some Gulf states, but he cannot. He's going to have a tough time with the signatories of the JCPOA. He's really kind of stunned at why the signatories are still in the JCPOA, but nonetheless, That is the presentation that he's going to make tomorrow at the UN Security Council.
Okay. Now, the National Institute of Health, the NIH, has demanded the New York nonprofit's Wuhan lab info if they want to keep their funding. What's that all about?
I have no idea. I did see that headline, but I did not read it, so I'm not qualified.
And that's Dr. Fauci's outfit, but it wasn't Fauci who was saying this. It was the president or whoever it was that's actually in charge of the NIH, which isn't Fauci. Fauci's one of the researchers. So it is what it is. All right, well, let's go to the White House, because the White House and President Trump said that they are certainly open to a Postal Service compromise. We keep hearing about post offices being closed and mail sorting machines and this, that, and the other, and we're being told it's just not true.
Yeah, I mean, it's a concocted problem. It's a concocted crisis by the Democrats, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The post office got money in the CARES Act. They lost $8 billion last year. So they got some more money in the CARES Act. But they're not out of money until 2021 on paper. And so here's the deal. If you look at the post office on their traffic, okay, look, the pieces of mail that they have flow through their system. It would be fascinating to kind of look at those numbers for, say, the last 20 years. Because we're at a point now where most of the time the mail that you used to get, cable bill, your phone bills, your bank statements and all this, they all come electronically now. They're almost forced upon you to come electronically, which means 90% of that mail isn't there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So where's their revenue coming from? Well, to hold that infrastructure. The other thing is they remember about, four or five months ago, I don't know what the length of time, that President Trump was railing against Amazon because Amazon's not paying fair postage rates to the post office for stuff that is going through the postal system and not through, you know, Prime drivers.
You are right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more when Denise Simon, the from FoundersCode.com. And when we come back, you know, Facebook is at it again, so is Twitter, but we're going to tell you what they're up to. Once again, it's all or nothing with those guys, I guess, but we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And thank you very much, lovely announcer lady. That's Kathy Curtis. She does a lot of voiceovers for me, and you hear her on a lot of different things, and we thank her very much. Now, you know, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I got a deal for you. Now, I'm taking something from Balance of Nature called Fruits and Veggies. And a lot of people have asked me about it. And folks, all I can tell you is what's happened to me. In about the last 4.5 months, my blood pressure, where I had to take blood pressure medication, has now bottomed out. And my blood pressure on Monday when I went, or not Monday, it was Wednesday, sorry, when I went to the doctor was 132 over 78, which was the lowest that it's remained, but it's been constant in the 130s and the upper 70s, or once in a while an 80, maybe an 82. But it's been constant, so I don't need to take the blood pressure medication anymore, and it's obviously because of the Balance of Nature. Now, the other thing is, I've lost a bunch of weight because of the fact that the Balance of Nature, veggies part of it, fills you up when you take it. It's 10 times the normal amount of vegetable nutrients you get in your body than what you need to have. But guess what? That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. So, for a limited time, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now remember, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call, 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And tell them the captain sent you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, Facebook is at it again, Twitter too, for a certain matter of things. And some, but not all, of the QAnon groups and accounts have been canceled. They've been banned and canceled. And when I first heard about this going on about 2-3 weeks ago, I said, well, I'm not surprised, but they didn't get rid of all of them, but they got rid of a lot of them.
Well, both Twitter and Facebook are forums where thoughts and ideas and stories and so forth are supposed to be, it's an intersection of information. Information that's good, bad, or indifferent. And we clearly know that both Facebook, Twitter, and I would also say YouTube have become what they call the truth police. And I would argue that as many people that follow Q or any other organizations, you know, structured or non-structured, there's no way that Twitter or Facebook can begin to possibly vet and check out every single exchange that happens between people. They can't do it. It's just impossible. The volume is too big. I would also argue that if Facebook and Twitter were not doing the censorship, you probably wouldn't have as many conspiracy theories. You wouldn't have as many misguided conclusions on things. But nonetheless, we have the ability to communicate with each other. It's social and it's part of the human condition. And that is what, you know, you listen to Zuckerberg when he gives testimony in, you know, before Congress and whatever committee, you know, he talks about the fact that, you know, that's what they want. They don't want to impede human social interaction, but they are.
Yeah.
Good, bad, or indifferent. So, you know, I would say, I know that an awful lot of people follow Q, and I mean, I get messages from time to time about certain things that are posted.
Mm-hmm.
And I will look at it, because people ask me, is this true, is this true? Well, you know, you guys can do the work like I can. And, you know, almost everything that happens, even movies out of Hollywood, there's always some measure of truth in something. And you have Twitter and Facebook that have decided that they're the truth police, and I would argue that they don't even get it half right.
All right. Now, we have a question here from one of our listeners, Pat in Richmond, Kentucky. She's saying, please ask Denise, does she think we're going to get a stimulus check?
I don't. I don't think that you're going to get one. I mean, if it happens, it's not going to be terribly soon, although I think the Trump administration is trying to certainly push for some other financial assistance between now and November. But Pelosi, you know, the master legislator, she's making demands, and she even said it last night at the DNC, that McConnell is holding up the Democrat agenda. Well, there are things that the Democrats are demanding that have nothing to do with any kind of
correct
financial assistance. So I don't think that the Republicans are going to break on this one, and quite frankly, I don't think that they should. The other thing is that we've got an awful lot of unspent money out there. We've already thrown $3 trillion,
mm-hmm.
At least $3 trillion, at all things COVID-related. And we can't keep throwing more trillions. We just mm-hmm. can't, especially when there's unspent money.
Mm-hmm. Operation Legend, Attorney General Barr came out yesterday, yes, said that more than 200 people have been charged with federal crimes, 1,000 people have been arrested, and they're still going strong.
Well, it's actually, I think that about 1,500 people have been arrested. I posted something about last week, and it still continues to has some real traction here. Now, let's just take Chicago, for instance, shall we? Because since July the 22nd, there have been 60 people arrested in Chicago that have been hit with federal charges.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, Operation Legend is federal charges.
Yep.
Now, if they come across things that are not federal, they're going to hand them off to local law enforcement. Well, to Kim Fox. And we know where that's probably going to go. Nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But what's particularly interesting in the federal charges side
mm-hmm.
is that 49 of the 60
okay.
were facing firearms charges and drug trafficking.
All right. We have a caller on the line here. Let me go to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from St. Petersburg.
Yes, Mary. What's up?
Good morning to Captain and Denise. Question or statement is, if President Trump has their convention and all the right people are watching that, just like this DNC, everyone from the left is kind of watching that, most people seem pretty hardcore on where they stand. It seems like if President Trump could make it an education seminar somehow to teach what exactly is going on, because people do not understand communism and socialism. How do you get that message across to them?
All right. Thank you, Mary. Well, the way you get the message across to them is to lay it up, but go ahead.
That is a brilliant, brilliant statement / question that she made, and I'm very, big hat tip to Mary, because she's exactly right. The speech writers had better be working diligently, and, Trump's going to have only a certain amount of time, so he can have some other people within other speakers certainly impart some of these messages. I want to take her question statement a little bit further, because those that are going to vote for Trump have already decided they're going to vote for Trump.
Yep.
The ones that Trump needs to reach out to are those that are undecided in the independents
mm-hmm.
and those that are kind of caught up in the snare of chaos that mm-hmm. the Democrats have caused. So you got some Democrats out there that are probably going, watching what's happening in these Democrat cities and these Democrat states and, this and that, there's a time to reach out to them, too. So I think that's going to be a very big thing of the independents.
Gotcha. I think I totally agree. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Friday show. Have yourself a great day and stay warm.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. When we come back, it'll be our military and veterans segment number 2. And then after that, Chris Markowski. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back with a whole bunch more stuff on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I hope you're having a great morning wherever you're at.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Here in California, the sky is brown, the sun is bright red, and ash continues to fall from hundreds of wildfires. 300,000 acres are scorched so far as hundreds of wildfires burn across California. A helicopter pilot was killed while on a water-dropping mission in Fresno County. In Vacaville, just north of San Francisco, fast-moving flames are threatening tens of thousands in Northern California after a powerful lightning storm ignited hundreds of fires. Some ran for their lives through the fire, including Rhonda Petrillo.
And there's fire behind me, fire on the side, fire in front, and I'm like, that's the only way out.
Much of her farm was burned to the ground, along with countless homes. California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency for all of California.
We've now requested 375 engines to come from other states.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second edition of our Military and Veterans News, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with 2 locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they are. Find them online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And don't forget, you can also call them and schedule an appointment for a tour. I'd suggest you do that. In the meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. They have the other one right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, which is across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, the other side of the bay. And what you do is you go online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or you give them a call at 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080. And after you check them out online, give them a call and schedule a tour at one of their facilities. Find out what they're all about. Go there and find out why people are lined up and waiting to get in, because becoming an aviation maintenance tech
is a job that many people dream about because, number one, you got job security. Number two, you're going to make a lot of money. Number three, the sky's the limit because it's based totally on your ability to be able to do what you can do. And you're all in control of your own future. So, NAA.edu. Telephone number 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Well, the Army wants air-launched drones to do recon for some upcoming futuristic combat helicopters. Now, the Army wants ideas from defense firms on air-launched drones that can help recon enemy air defenses and even deceive adversaries while following and working with the service's futuristic helicopters from its future vertical lift effort. That's going to be interesting. That's Star Wars stuff there. By the way, after observing a dress rehearsal of the Army's newest assessment course for colonels, Vice Chief of Staff General Joseph Martin said he isn't sure he would have been judged ready for command earlier in his career. So, way to go, General. He's telling that it's tough to move up the ranks. And it is. Once you hit that 06 number, it gets harder and harder to go further up the ladder. Now, the Navy, and please remember the word is different, a sailor recounts the Eisenhower, Dwight D. Eisenhower's, that's a carrier, 200 days plus at sea, and its surreal return. Now, for endless months, as the aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower steamed through a record-breaking 206 days at sea with no port calls, at least one sailor just wanted to get off the ship. And, of course, one sailor did get off the ship. He jumped overboard. But there is such a thing as being out at sea too long, and that's certainly setting a record like that. That's amazing. By the way, the world's largest maritime military exercise is scheduled to be held this week in Hawaii. It's called the Rim of the Pacific. But the event has been scaled back significantly, mainly because of the coronavirus pandemic. And an information warfare project run by Naval Information Warfare Systems Command recently received hundreds of millions of dollars in new funds after a successful first 18 months. Kudos to them. Now, the Air Force is reporting from South Korea that photographs surfaced on social media last week showing mold in rooms at a dormitory at Kusan Air Base in South Korea. That's unacceptable. And the Air Force Personnel Center said that 8,246 enlisted airmen have been selected for promotion to technical sergeant. Congratulations to them. Also, the U.S. Air Force is working on a plan to cut back the use of its T-1 Jayhawk, the aircraft employed for advanced student pilot training of airmen learning to fly cargo, tanker, or command and control aircraft. Now, the Marine Corps is using its smaller-than-normal Australia rotation to test how it might dispatch tiny teams armed with unmanned tools to collect intel during future operations. That could be interesting. And Space Force is reporting in. They are beginning their sharing of valuable space situational awareness data with the United Kingdom as part of the Operation Olympic Defender. And that's something that's going to be coming for years to come, sharing information with our allies. Now, the Defense Department schools in South Korea will reopen this coming Monday with remote learning only, following the lead of the U.S. forces in Korea, which recently reinstated a higher risk level for the spread of the coronavirus, according to the school district superintendent. And the U.S. Post Office announced it will halt the planned service reductions and other cost-cutting initiatives in response to the public outcry, including strong opposition from veterans advocates over the timing and impact of the moves, because this would have delayed a lot of the veterans' timely prescriptions that need to be delivered every so many days. And a proposed rule change, which would expand insurance benefits to troops suffering from a swath of service-connected injuries, including most traumatic brain injuries, heat stroke, and cold weather injuries, are going to get cash, additional cash, under an expanded program that was just put into effect by the president signing legislation. Now, the Army also has issued a request for information for the depopulation of its remaining Boeing AH-64D Apache Longbow helicopters, attack helicopters. We'll see what happens there. Also, the U.S. Air Force has slated September 2021 for the maiden flight of the first of five engineering and manufacturing development Boeing Saab T-7A Red Hawk advanced jet trainer aircraft. And again, that's another situation where we'll see what happens. Now, the Pentagon's Artificial Intelligence Center just partnered with the Department of Energy on disaster response. That could be interesting, because the Pentagon's Artificial Intelligence Unit, teaming up with the Department of Energy to deliver artificial intelligence tools to first responders fighting natural disasters, will be a first. Imagine it will be. And following the first successful flight test of the initial set of updated airborne jamming pods, the U.S. Navy now expects to head towards simultaneous flight and chamber test for the decision for the low-rate initial production coming up February 2021. Don't forget that the House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith, Democrat of Washington, and Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat of Illinois, ranking member of the Senate Appropriations Committee on Defense, recently wrote an op-ed in Defense News that Congress cannot panic and hand out blank checks to defense contractors with the relief package that's coming around the next time. And last week, when Israel and the United Arab Emirates announced a deal, the Arab state would formally recognize Israel in exchange for Israel halting annexation of Palestinian territory in the West Bank. This followed the public invitation by the UAE ambassador to Washington to celebrate with Israel and have a joint party of sorts. We'll see how that plays out in Washington, D.C., I might add. All right. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, as we continue to move along here in the overnight hours on the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, our program is all about we the people. That's what we do here. It's we're the people, and we're going to vote, and we're going to vote some people in that will do the job that we the people elect them to do. Remember that. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America, everybody. And before I get to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, let me tell you about the latest edition of Moss Family Automotive. It's Moss Acura. At 11001 North Florida Avenue. Now, Acura competes very favorably with the other luxury brands, and the RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand. It's got many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and Apple CarPlay. Now, the seats have a feel of buttery leather, and a hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze, too. Now, the RDX features a two-tier turbocharged power plant with 10-speed automatic transmission, and the best news about Moss Acura is you get the same high-level customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Every vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes and tire rotations, surface shield protections, and more added features. Remember, you serve, you save active military, veterans, first responders, pastors, and church workers, too. You serve, you save 20% off on the service done at your vehicle at any Moss Acura or Moss Nissan location, and you get preferred pricing on the vehicles you're looking at, new or certified pre-owned. So the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Visit Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan. Or visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because guess what? That's going to save you $500 on your certified pre-owned or new vehicle, too. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I have been doing my job very diligently, and I've been watching bits and pieces of the Democratic National Convention, not all of it, but some of it. And from what I've seen so far, the Democratic National Convention, there just doesn't seem to be any enthusiasm there for the Biden-Harris ticket. I'm not hearing it on the streets. I'm not hearing it in my travels. I'm not seeing it. Now, they look like they're just going through the motions. Is it just me, or is that pretty much what we're hearing there?
Well, listen, there's not many people watching. First and foremost, you take a look at the overall ratings and the people that are, you know, watching the darn thing. There's not many people out there. So, no, I don't think that there's much excitement for Joe Biden. I do think that, you're going to get the, bad orange man vote, pretty much what they're trying to pull for right now. There's not any talk of, policy or what you're going to do. It's just, you know, all this apocalyptic stuff that democracy is at stake. It was a great article the other day. I did it on my podcast. It was you basically, if you did a drinking game with the DNC, with the various different things that they say again and again and again, and the same nonsense, no one's going to get out of your house sober. That's for sure, because it's the same nonsense again and again and again.
Well, you're right. And the question that I have with the comments I keep hearing is, which one's lying the most? Is it last night, was it Barack Obama? Was it Hillary Clinton? Was it Nancy Pelosi? Was it Kamala Harris? I mean, which one's lying the most? I mean, half the things they're saying, you do a fact check on a simple statement, and they're the ones doing what they're accusing Trump of doing.
Well, listen, I don't, you know, they're throwing red meat to the people that are going to support them anyway. I would think that you're trying to convince people to vote in a different direction. What are you going to do? You had John Kasich that came out and said that Joe Biden is not going to go to the left, but then you had Joe Biden and all the people that the supporters of him and the DNC saying that he is going to go far to the left. What's your policy here? What are you planning on doing? Yeah, Joe Biden is going to end the coronavirus. How? And actually putting that out there, he's going to put an end to it. How? What exactly is he going to do? What policy is he going to put forward? We were told not long ago that, oh, geez, Europe did it the right way and it's all gone there. No, it's not. It's still around. It's not going to just up and disappear until you get some sort of herd immunity. The only country that in my opinion, did things the right way was Sweden.
Yep.
And then, you know, they were mocked for doing what they had to do. You're going to have little outbreaks, and you're going to have issues, and you're going to deal with it. But this, somebody's going to do something magic and wave a magic wand and make it go away, it's just absurd.
Yeah, you're right. And, of course, we'll just keep our eyes and ears open and see what's going on. Now, here's a good one for you. Medical experts, a group of medical experts, are saying it could be years before schools get back to normal.
Yeah, I read that, too. And you're going to get other medical experts to say that they need to get back to normal sooner rather than later. If there's a side to be had or opinion to be had out there, they're going to find someone to say it. And this is how stories are written nowadays. They go say, hey, go out and find somebody. This is how it works. But go out and find some scientists that feel that schools will never, ever be the same so we can write an article about it. You know, don't find a conflicting opinion. Don't look to the other side. Just find that one opinion, because that's the narrative we want to push today. And that's not journalism. That's just the crap that we have to read in so-called newspapers and ridiculous websites on a regular basis.
Speaking of which, did you hear about Facebook and what they did to QAnon and company?
Yeah, I don't even know what this. I keep hearing about this QAnon. I don't even know exactly what it is. Or what they're pushing or anything like that. If it's any sort of censorship, I'm against it. I'm against all forms of censorship. Again, you let people say what they want, and you can do your own homework and decide whether or not to believe or not to believe. Shutting people down is not the way to go. Even people that you disagree with, or you might think that they're crazy.
Let me compare this for you so you kind of get an idea. Remember Alex Jones and all the conspiracy stuff?
Yes.
That's QAnon.
Okay. I mean, listen, Alex Jones, yeah, a lot of conspiracy nonsense, but it gets debunked. If you actually want to do a little homework and research on your own, which is to research everybody, a lot of stuff from the New York Times is debunked too, on a regular basis. I'm in the free speech business. If somebody wants to say something idiotic, I mean, they're allowed to say something idiotic.
Yep.
It is what it is.
Yep. And it wasn't all of the QAnon groups or accounts. It was just some of them. But we don't know what the sums were, so I guess you have to find out till you find out what's missing and what isn't. Here's one for you. Again, the stimulus is needed now because nearly 40% of Americans who lost their jobs during the pandemic don't have enough money to last in their savings to last until the end of the year. They just don't.
Well, I mean, if you're getting unemployment, and I think they'll probably end up extending unemployment in some way, shape, matter, or form. That's okay if you can't get back to work. I don't think unemployment should be more than what you were getting paid before, and that's what it was.
Much more.
Yeah. So you can. I mean, I understand you want to extend unemployment due to what's going on and the fact that the government has shut down businesses, you know, many of them permanently. I understand that. But just sending out checks to random people, I don't understand that at all.
What do you think about this Goodyear clash between the president and Goodyear, where Goodyear said no MAGA this and no Make America Great, no red hats, no nothing political, but yet you can have Black Lives Matter and you can do all this other kind of craziness. How do you like that?
Listen, I think Goodyear backed down pretty quickly yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they tried to. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I saw the slide that they were putting out using in their training. It's ridiculous. Okay, you can wear Black Lives Matter clothing, you can wear LGBTQ positive stuff, but you can't wear Make America Great Again stuff. I mean, the censorship that goes on is absurd. If you want to say that nobody can wear any of your workers should not be wearing anything political at work, I understand that. That's what I would do. I mean, I don't care if I owned a coffee shop, I'd say, hey, listen, this is the dress code, and I don't want to see any political nonsense. I don't want to have anything like that. You wear your uniform, and that's the way it is. But you can't pick and choose.
Now, the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, has kind of been caught with his hands in a cookie jar. I think the police officers union is the one that got this out there, but his wife has apparently got a base salary working for his office of $1.1 million a year.
That's amazing. I mean, it really is. I heard that, you know, her and her staff altogether was over $2 million. I didn't hear that her specifically is making over $1 million. I mean, I mean, Michelle Obama made, you know, $360,000 doing nothing at a Chicago hospital, doing some sort of community outreach. But over $1 million, but what exactly do you do for $1 million?
Don't know, but here comes the music. I'll have to let you go, and we'll talk to you on the show tomorrow, the Friday show. So have yourself a great day, my friend.
You got it.
All right, that's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there, check out all his stuff that's there. And don't forget, tomorrow also, Frank Silvato will be around from the Underground USA podcast. Check him out at UndergroundUSA.com and see what he's all about. In the meantime, we're coming back with the world-famous Ron Edwards right after the...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407.
1-800-900-8407.